Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone from around the world. This is Reverend Karen L. Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church, and we would like to welcome you all to our service today, and we hope that you find it enjoyable and relaxing. So we do this with much love and gratitude for the people around the world that has taken time out of their days to spend with us. And I also would like to shout out to the congregation of the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church. A happy Mother's Day, and God bless you all. We know that we can't be with you in this time, but know that you are always in our heart and mind. And now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon.
Thank you, Reverend Heasley. Our healing prayer this morning, Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that are here. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen. And now for a meditation for relaxation and letting go of fear. Sit in a comfortable position and gently close your eyes. Inhale deeply to fill your lungs with air. And then exhale very slowly so you can feel the sensation of releasing the breath, letting go. Imagine being in a favorite place where you can relax. It may be a forest, a seashore, or next to a beautiful stream. Anywhere you feel the most connected to your inner spirit. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, imagine letting go of all thoughts. Relax and breathe in deeply at your own pace. Fill the lungs, and then breathe out, sensing thoughts as evaporating drops of water, changing to mist and floating away. One more time, inhale deeply, filling the lungs, and with the exhale, letting go of thoughts and sending gratitude for all you are thankful for. Continue with a second set of breaths, and as you exhale, imagine letting go of all physical tension. Inhale deeply, breathing in, filling the lungs, and then letting go of any areas of tension, sensing relaxation in your entire body. Again, inhale deeply, filling the lungs, and with the out breath, letting go of physical tension as if ice is melting into water. And on the next inhale and exhale, release tightness in your body from your toes up through your legs into your body, into your head and back and arms, and just let go. And with the third set of breaths, imagine letting go of all the burdens as if water is dissipating into vapor. Inhale deeply, filling the lungs and releasing the burdens of your heart, water disappearing into vapor. One more time. Inhale, exhale, letting go of worry and fear. Now let your breathing resume its natural rhythm. Relax with an inhale and exhale into greater well-being. Continue this breathing, and when you're ready, return with relaxed and open attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Pam. Now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair.
Thank you, Karen. Good morning, everyone. As you know, today is Mother's Day. This is the day we pay tribute to mothers. Today is different than other Mother's Days because of the COVID-19 virus. It has changed the way we do things. We can still honor our mothers, but in a different way. Some of us lost our mothers, and we will honor them in silence. Some of you can still talk to your mother, whether through Skype or other means. This day is for all mothers. If we are older, we have memories that take us back to a more happy time with our mothers. Young mothers are making memories. No matter what your age, whether you are a mother, a grandmother, or a stepmother, today will have special meaning for you. To be a mother is truly a gift. In spiritualism, we think of the more nurturing part of God, the God that wishes us well and loves us unconditionally. God is the universal spirit, the divine parent. We can see God in the highest sense as our parent, father and mother, and ourselves part of our spiritual family. We also know that we have our own uniqueness and our own role to play in life. All of us know our earthly mothers wanted the best for us. She looked after us, made us feel safe and loved. That is what the nurturing side of God does. We just have to be aware that there is that part of our God that wants the best for us. Through all parts of our lives, we always knew that our mothers would be there for us through good times and bad times. Mothers are special. They are one of God's greatest gifts to humanity. If we needed to talk, our mothers would listen. If we had a problem, our mothers were there to help. As a spiritualist, I know that the nurturing part of God is always there to listen. We may think we are alone, but we are never alone. In the silence, we can speak to the divine through prayer or listen to meditation. Alone is not a word we use when we think of God. We are always surrounded by our loved ones and the divine one. We have mothers that are important to spiritualists, the Fox Sisters' mother. We all talk about the Fox Sisters because they did bring modern-day American spiritualism to the light. Their mother helped them and supported them. Their mother didn't know about this new phenomenon. She didn't understand it, but she knew her daughters were chosen for something very special. She supported them the best way she knew how. She had other children, but these two sisters, in the Victorian age, were put in the public eye. And sometimes the attention wasn't always good, but their mother stood by them. And we have Amy Post, the mother of modern American spiritualism. She and her husband were peace activists and champions for women's rights. They knew what was happening to the Fox sisters. They didn't try to talk them out of what they were receiving. They didn't try to hide them, but they did protect them. Mr. and Mrs. Post were very well known in their day and very influential. Mother's Day in the United States was inspired by Julia Ward Howe. She was a peace activist. She was very affected by the Civil War. In the 1870s, she started a one-woman peace crusade and asked women to rise up against war. She began promoting the idea of Mother's Day of Peace to be celebrated on June 2nd, honoring peace, motherhood, and womanhood. To honor her achievements, a stamp was issued in her honor in 1988. Now we honor mothers on the second Sunday in May, thanks to the proclamation of President Woodrow Wilson in 1914. Today, Mother's Day is celebrated around the world. It is the day when we acknowledge our mothers and say thank you. As we begin the month of May, let us re-examine what it takes to be a mother and the unconditional love they gave to us. We know that being a mother isn't always easy. Some of us are older and our parents are gone. But we have to instill in our children and grandchildren the values our mothers instilled in us. Training children in moral and spiritual values is a mother's most important job. Mothers instill powerful social and nurturing qualities in all of us. It is from our mothers that we learn the virtues of sacrifice, sharing, valuing others, compassion, and much more, especially now as we try and get through this pandemic. The earliest tributes to mothers date back to the annual spring festival in ancient Greece. The Romans gave offerings to the great mother of God. Christians celebrated this festival on the fourth Sunday in Lent in honor of Mary, the mother of Jesus. We know in today's world that being a mother can be difficult. Having your children home all day can be overwhelming. Becoming a mother can be daunting and at the same time beautiful. Your life will never be the same. Motherhood is a journey of love and discovery. God bless the mothers that are home with their children during the pandemic. Their new roles are now teachers, the germ police, chefs, and entertainers. They are also the cleanup person when everyone else has gone to bed. But they go forward with strength and love. The plus side of all this is the pandemic has brought families closer. We are spending more time together. We are learning to appreciate what we have and what we mean to each other. Even in a pandemic, we are creating memories. There are many ways to show love. Some of us only have memories of our mother. They are bittersweet. Some memories make us smile, while others make us sad. That is life. There is nothing like a mother's love. Some of you don't have children of your own, but may have a role in a child's life. It is an honor and a blessing. Today is for all mothers. This is for the young and the older mothers, the married mothers and the single mothers, mothers serving their country in the military, and there are mothers that are doctors and nurses, first responders, police, firefighters, and more. God bless them all. Today we celebrate Mother's Day in our own way. If your mother is no longer living, be grateful for the time you've had with her. Let us be reminded, as mothers nurture their children, we are nurtured by God. Let us remember God possesses the loving, nurturing consciousness, the maternal side of God. The maternal side of God nurtures all of creation. This is the day we remember our mothers and the values they taught us. Spiritualism teaches us that values are a special power in the universe. Values are spiritual gifts that our mothers have taught us, and we teach our children and grandchildren. With those gifts, we can transform the character of ourselves, our children and grandchildren. We can teach them there is meaning and purpose to life. We can show by example to value all life God has created. We can teach them that each one of us has something special to give. It is our mothers that stand by us when no one else will. It is our mothers that love us unconditionally. It is our mothers that teach us to value ourselves. Remember, children follow their parents' example. Hopefully, we have learned from our own mistakes and have guided our children and grandchildren on the right path. Spiritualists believe that we must make the most of what has been given us because we are part of God's creation. God is a part of humanity, and humanity is part of God. Honoring those who nurtured us today provides the opportunity to open that nurturing capacity, which is in all of us. This is the day we remember our mothers and the gifts she gave us. We are grateful for the love, encouragement, and advice. This is the day we pay tribute to mothers everywhere, to those who have the most important job, caring for another human being. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Marilyn. Now we're going to have Reverend Ashley Ash do the closing prayer.
God, you are the source of all love. O Divine Spirit, you are the giver of greatness. Your encompassing love provides us with unconditional love here on the earth plane as it is in the heavens, and we are grateful for all your love. We thank you for the love of all mothers, the unconditional love a mother has for a child, one that shows a nurturing hand for guidance, an encouraging word of kindness, a child when needed. We thank you, God, for the love and support a mother gives. As one grows spiritually, physically, and mentally, we gather on this special day known as Mother's Day, a day set aside to honor the person we call mommy, mom, mama, mother or mom. We come together to honor those whom are the models of mothers. It may be an aunt, a sister, a friend, a neighbor, or a fur mommy, a special person who has opened their heart and has allowed our life to be fuller and more harmoniously, who has allowed our spirit to be awakened, our minds to grow, and has allowed us become who we are. We are grateful. Great Spirit of love and light, for all the fur baby mommies who share the unbounding love and the pure relationship with your creation. We are grateful for the cherished moments of a mother's voice that allows our hearts to bloom as their voice resonates like an angel upon our ears when we hear, "I love you." Just as you, beloved spirit, mothers bring us strength and makes our lives joyful. Mothers act as our defender, our counselor, a listener, and one who shows us patience. We pray that others may see each of us as the mother sees us through a mother's eyes. Understanding our accomplishments, our devotions and patience as we stumble and strive again in our journey. We thank God for all mothers who have helped us through our dark times and stood by our side through joyous times. We are grateful for all the sacrifices that a mother's love has inspired and for creating each of us. We have become whom we are to a mother or a mother model through heavenly guidance. We pray for many blessings for all the mothers around the world, for continuous love throughout their life and flowing into the next realm. May God's love shine down on all mothers around the world. Thank you, Heavenly Spirit, for mothers. May your holy ministers of light watch over and guide all mothers. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So as I was sitting here, I was thinking about how ending the show, but all that are listening and all the ministers here, I want you to take a brief moment and think about a memory that you cherish the most with your mother. Because that's something that you will always have, the cherished memories of your mother. And also, as I was sitting here, I thought about talking about somebody else, and I'd like to bring up Mother Catherine Seals. She was a spiritual healer. And she, I was trying to find this, and I found it. Catherine founded a combination church and women's shelter, which she called the Manger, in the early 1920s. So she, if you think about it, was a mother to all. She took, you know, wayward souls under her wing and did what she could for them. How about that? She opened a church, and she opened a women's shelter in the 1920s. That's amazing. I'm sure she was a great soul herself. And we have to think about her, because I think at one time in New Orleans, she fed thousands of people. Like I said, she was a mother to all. And when you think of spiritualism, you think of the women in spiritualism. We had some strong figures in spiritualism that were mothers, ministers. They cared about humanity. They cared about making things right in society. And sometimes they did what they had to do to make things right, even if they had a hard road to go. And I want to just bring out that these women in spiritualism were strong women and had convictions and did the right things for many to make their lives and path easier. So I'm going to close with that. And I want you all to remember that you are never alone. Never. And may you all be the light that helps others see And maybe during the week, you can reach out and touch somebody in a simple way to bring them joy. And in doing that, you're going to bring your own joy back to you. Thank you all. God bless you. And we'll see you next week.